it seemed like we were just going to go ahead and have school that day. When we got there early that morning, there was just a little smoke. There was still no flame. Good afternoon. My name is Sam Crow. I'm the principal of Ayapkhonulit Nalvik. We're in contact, of course, with the superintendent, Dan Walker, and we got called up to his office. And as we got up to his office, and as we sat there and started making a plan of how we're going to have school, the flames started. I mean, they were leaping up into the sky and we were looking out the window.
The fire started around 3 o'clock in the morning on November 3, 2015. At first, it was just a bit of smoke coming from the insulation in the sewer pipes. At 7 o'clock, most people thought school was still happening. But by 8 o'clock, everything changed. Orange flames shot from the doors and windows, black smoke filled the sky, and pieces of debris flew above like ravens. School was never going to happen in that building again. I was there at the site that morning, and so were many others.
Okay, so I'm looking at the school, and I see there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 firefighters standing next to a red fire truck. And then in front of the school building, there is smoke billowing out of all the doors, out of all the windows, thick black smoke.
It didn't look that serious when it first started out. It was smoking pretty good, but it progressively got worse and worse.
It started slow, then it spread it really fast.
I assumed that it was a small fire and that they were going to take care of it, and then we would be back in the building really soon.
I didn't realize it was like this.
About 20 firefighters, most of them volunteers, doused the flames. Police set up a perimeter, and city trucks hauled continuous tanks of water to the scene. Onlookers lined the street. Some were crying, some hugging, some videoing. Most were just staring in disbelief at the growing flames that, at one point, shot in the sky like a tornado, at the shock of the event, and at watching a part of Bethel disappear.
This is part of the previous Bethel. You know, a different culture, a different time. And so it's just sort of saying that time is gone.
It was such an old building. It was here since the 60s.
My whole family went to school here. My parents, all my aunts and uncles.
Both my kids went here, and my wife taught here, and I went here, and my mom and dad taught here. This used to be the whole school in Bethel before there was a high school. And so when we got here, this was it.
Huge amount of memories going up in smoke right now.
By 10 a.m., the immersion school was one giant flame and spreading to KLA High School. To contain the fire, backhoes tore the building in half. The breaks saved the library and the school's artifact collection. All the classrooms, however, were lost.
There's my sixth grade class right there when I was in sixth grade. They're tearing it down right now.
It's very dramatic to see backhoes destroying one side to try and save the other part of the building.
My classroom's already gone.
By 6 p.m., after approximately 14 hours of crews working nonstop to suppress the flames, the fire was contained. All the Ayapkhon classrooms were charred rubble. And everything inside them, all the original Yupik teaching material the teachers had developed by hand for decades, was gone.
The curriculum and the material we use is we can't go into Barnes & Noble or order it off Amazon Prime. A lot of our material is self-made because it's in Yuchtun. And so a lot of things that we lost were things that our teachers created, books, things that they made for their classrooms, flashcards. We lost a lot of Yuchtun things.
The night of the fire, Bethel City Council drafted a declaration asking Governor Bill Walker to declare a disaster emergency for the city and to provide assistance for response and recovery. 3 days later, Governor Walker visited the still-smoking site to meet with teachers, students, and city officials. He didn't have the power to declare a disaster and could only offer sympathy.
I'm presented with a lot of dollars and sent a lot of, you know, calculations and costs and whatnot, and now I can put faces to these pages of numbers and students and teachers, and so it puts the human side of it on the paper for me rather than just the numbers.
The state never declared an emergency, and no state resources helped the school district or the city recover. But starting the night of the fire and continuing months afterwards, support flooded into Bethel from other sources. The community organized fundraisers, spaghetti dinners, supply drives. Schools across the region donated YUPIC teaching materials, pallets of notebooks, markers, books, all types of school supplies arrived from across the state and even the lower 48.
We had so many parents and former parents and adults in Bethel that didn't even have any kids coming to our school, coming and offering to help. There was fundraisers. People helped us move things. We had a big setup day. We had church groups come in. We were reminded what a supportive community we live in.
Principal Crow says a year later, teachers are still rebuilding their YUPIC materials. After the fire, the school split in half. The younger kids went to the school district office and the older kids to Gladys Young Elementary. In March, Ayaprune moved into the vacant grocery store in Bethel Native Corporation's Kapuzvik building. Crow says they're still figuring out how to have school in a space intended for produce and milk. The biggest issue is dampening sound, and they're still working out their morning and afternoon traffic patterns. But inside, it looks like a school. Crayon drawings hang on the walls, desks line the classrooms, and winter coats hang from cubbies. Crow doesn't see any lingering effects from the fire in the students, but he does say now, when the school has any type of drill, the kids need a little extra reassurance that it isn't real. But through it all, he says the kids have been the strength, carrying the school through the changes and giving them reason to carry on.
Well, you can hear how school's going. It seems like there's a lot of happy voices downstairs. They're just coming in, the older kids coming in from recess. So I guess if your question is, are we moving along typically? Well, it sounds like we are. We had a morning full of instruction. We had a Friday morning showcase, had a little lunch. Kids went outside for recess. And now we've got a couple hours left in the school day and in the week to fill with instruction.
In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.